Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. So glad that you could tune in today on the broadcast, and today we'll be talking about honesty. But before we get on that, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come just to say thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way to hear it, Father. We thank you for health and strength. I thank you for everyone that's listening on the radio today to hear it, Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. No matter where they find themselves today to hear it, Father, I ask you to step in to every situation and every need that they may have today to hear it, Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. And today our topic is going to be on honesty. We all prefer to deal with honest people, people we can trust, people who will not lie or try to deceive us. A notable goal for one's life is to pursue honesty, honesty with others, with ourselves, and with God. It is not naturally to tell the truth. Honesty can seem to leave us open to attacks, to tear down the walls of protection we would rather erect in our lives. Scripture tells us the truth shall make you free. Although it might be hard to be honest, if we do it with loving intention, the burden that dishonesty brings will be lifted. Today, we are talking about honesty. We're going to go in the depths of honesty today. Honesty is more than just not telling lies. It begins inside us with our motive and moves outward to how we deal with people. Have you thought about that, audience, today on honesty? On honesty being with starting with yourself. Honesty is more complex than simply not stealing money or telling a bald lie. Honesty involves our deepest motives and encompasses every area of private and public life. It includes truth in every sense and integrity in the inner person. Honesty demands putting aside lying, cheating, slander, deceit, and at times even silence. Have you thought about that today, radio listeners, as I tell you about honesty today? Think about how you have you been honest within yourself about a lot of things that go on in life with you? Today we're going to talk about quality of an honest man. What we do when a lie is exposed determines our level of honesty. An honest person sincerely desires to face up to their lies and get back to the truth. You know, you told so many lies. You have been so dishonest with people that it come a point in time in life that you really have forgotten how to really be truthful and honest with yourself. An honest man is not a man who never lies. There is no such man. When an honest man is caught in a lie or discover he has lied, he is quick to admit it. And that go for a woman too, not just a man. He or she then speak the truth. He or she then is not afraid to say, please forgive me for not being honest. He does not define the lie or her. Unlike a dishonest man or woman, he does not make plans to lie or use lies to cover other falsehood. He or she regular scrutinize his life to see if he or her has lied or is living a lie in any area of their life. Honesty with God, your fellow man and woman and himself, is the honest man's God goal and his or her desire. Here are the ways of truth and rough to walk. Just think about that right now, audience. Had you thought about the high cost of dishonesty? It's sometimes hard to face others with the truth and deal with the consequence. But if we keep the truth concealed, we will always pay the price. So it behooves each and every one to be honest. Don't lie, don't connive, don't scrutiny. Just come out with the truth, because the truth will make you free. Don't be dishonest today. The word of God says, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are loving, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That's taken from the word of God on Philippians 4:8-9. And the word of God also states that every man shall kiss his lip that giveth a right answer. And that's taken from Proverbs 24:26. God's view of lies. We're still talking about honesty. Dishonesty builds a wall between two people. Only the harmony of truth can break the walls down. You don't want to have walls built up in your life today. You want to be honest and true with the person. You know, when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover that lie. That's being dishonest. So just come out with the truth. It may hurt, but in the long run, it will help you, because when you're telling lies on others, that's going to come back and haunt you. It's going to hurt you. So be honest with each and every person today. Honesty is obviously a very important trust and a trait in God's eyes. He detests lying so much that it is mentioned twice on the list of things he hates. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pour out lies, and a man or a woman who stir up dissension among their brethren. That's taken from Proverbs, the 6th chapter, 16 through the 19th verse. God views of lies. So you don't want God to view you as a liar, do you? No legacy is so rich as honesty. We're still talking about honesty today. Dishonesty under pressure. We all are capable of dishonesty. Even Jesus chose friends. Peter lied about when he was under pressure, and his life seemed in danger. Later, though, he traveled around boldly proclaiming the truth. The soldiers lit a fire in the courtyard and sat around it for warmth, and Peter joined them there. We start talking in the Word of God about truth. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she spoke. This man was with Jesus. Now here come the lie with Peter. Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know the man. You see how dishonest he was? How he lied? And he had been walking with Jesus? After a while, someone else looked at him and said, you must be one of them. No, sir, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, someone else flatly stated, I know this fellow. He is one of Jesus' disciples, for both are from Galilee. How many times somebody have seen you and have said, you know, I know you, and you know that person, and you might have been in any complimenting or uncompromised position at the time, but rather than just state, yes, I know you. Where did I see you from? What's your name? You would stand there and tell a bald-faced lie and say, being dishonest, I don't know you. Maybe you saw someone look like me, but you were lying. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you were talking about. And as he said the words, a rooster crowed. At that moment, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered what he had said. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times. And Peter walked out of the courtyard crying bitterly because God had spoke those words to him. That's coming, in case you don't know, from the Word of God in Luke 22, 55 through 62. So we have to be mindful, even under pressure. Just be honest. Be honest before God's people. Be honest with yourself. Don't lead anybody astray. Don't lie. Just tell the truth. Because in the long run, it will not only help you, it will help the person that you're speaking to. And today we are talking about different ways and views on being honest. Honest versus keeping the peace. Being honest with our feelings is difficult, but dishonesty builds up walls in relationships. When we are honest with others about how we feel, we are drawing closer together. Years ago, I saw a television show where a camera was hidden in a restaurant. An actor entered, sat next to a man eating at the counter, and without saying a word, gobbled some French fries off of the man's plate. This scenario was repeated numerous times, and 9 times out of 10, the victim never said a word. You know they was doing a slow burning inside. They clenched their fists and glared at the thief in disbelief. But they never said a word. When people submerge their true feeling in order to preserve harmony, they undermine the integrity of a relationship. They buy peace on the surface, but underneath there are hurt feelings, troubling questions, and hidden hostility. just waiting to erupt. It's a costly price to pay for a cheap peace, and its inevitable leads to unauthentic relationship. You have to be honest to God and to yourself. You have to learn how to keep the peace and be honest while you're doing it. Part of love is honesty. It's not always easy to tell the truth. When another person asks us a question, many times we know they don't really want to hear the truth. They'd rather hear a lie. But yet, we are bound to tell them the truth. Yet, if we want to have love to grow, honesty is a fertile soil. If I really love you, I do not have to be honest with you. When you ask me, was it me or was it them, when caught in a conflict, I can't always take your side, even though it seemed like the loving thing to do. But is it really loving or just easier? If I truly love you, I would stop being afraid to say, my friend, sometimes you are wrong. And sometimes we have to tell our friends that. They feel they know everything sometimes, and sometimes some of the things they say and do, we have to correct them. But because we know they're our friends, we don't want to hurt their feelings or make them feel sad or bad. Sometimes we lie. But we don't want to lie. We want to be honest with them because it would help them in the long run. I do not want to listen to the lies anymore that we tell our friends, the ones that say, if you love me and accept me, you will never confront me. But sometimes you have to confront even your friends, even your family. I want what's best for you, and some things that's best will come when I am honest about the worst I see in you. The test of true love comes when I speak the truth in love, when I risk being honest about you, about your dark side. If you walk away, then I know that although I love you enough to be honest, you did not love me enough to let me be me. So today, on honesty, even with our friends, even with our family members, we need to be honest. If we see something that they are doing that's not right, or we hear them lie and we know the truth, we need to call them up and let them know what they're doing and saying is not right. We're still talking about honest today. And from the Word of God says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord. But they that deal truly are his delight. That's taken from Proverbs 12 and 22. And Proverbs 10 and 9 also states, he that walk uprightly walk surely. Just think about today on honesty. We're speaking about honesty today. Being honest with yourself first. And for sure, being honest with others. Telling the truth about pain. Yes. Sometimes we put up a false front. How many times you have put up a false front? Even with your closest friend and loved one. We think what would happen if they knew what really is going on within us. When we stop hiding behind a happy face, we open the door to true intimacy. You know, we all, every day, wear masks. We know what we're going through. But rather than to come out and be honest and tell a person what we're really going through, we put a mask on, a facade. We put that big smile on our face, knowing deep inside we are hurting. And we don't want the other person to know. But don't you know? Sometimes you have to let it out because that main person that you don't want to tell how you feel, be honest with them, could be the key that God has sent that will help you through whatever situation and problem that you're struggling with that day. So remove the mask. Too often, we lie when people ask, how are you? We say, I'm fine, knowing you're not fine. We smile and put on our happy face, knowing we're putting on a mask. Why can't we be honest, at least with loved ones, and say, I hurt? It's not going to hurt us more to say, I hurt. I need help. Why can't we cry honest tears and let a friend comfort us for a moment or our family? Embrace us with loving arms as we take off the mask we wear to hide the pain. So many of y'all today that are listening on this broadcast are hiding masks today. Y'all have pain with deep within. You don't want anybody to know. It's time to take off the mask. It's time to be honest with yourself. It's time to give your testimony that you may share with others, and you'll be surprised that you're not the only one with the things that you are hiding, that you're thinking you're hiding from others. The very person that you want to speak to have went through exactly what you're going through, and they can tell you how to come out of what you're in. They can be straightforward with you. They can help you. They can share with you. They can be fair and partial. They don't have to take it to everybody down the block or on the telephone. But God put people in your pathway to share and help you go through some of the pitfalls and the trials and tribulation of this world that would help you. Lying lips are on an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Just think a moment on being honest. Sometimes telling ourselves the truth. How many times we tell ourselves the truth and not being honest and knowing we are lying? Though we may feel noble when we brutally tell people the truth about their fault, we need to be honest about our own faults first. After we have done that, our honesty becomes gentle. Just take that looking glass today or that mirror, or if you're driving in the car, look at your rearview mirror and just look at yourself for a moment and say, am I being honest with me? It starts with me. Can I really be truthful? Can I take the mask off today? Can I really tell others exactly what's going on with me? Do not judge, lest ye be judged, the word say, yourself. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you. You know, when you're pointing a finger at one or two people, think about how many are pointing back at you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your own eyes? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye and behold the log that is in your own eye? We're still talking about honesty today. You hypocrites, first take the log out of your own eyes, and then you will clearly enough to take the speck out of your brother's eyes. You can read this in the passage of the Word of God in Matthew 7, 1 through 5. It's telling you about don't judge the other person. Look at yourself first, because we as Christians so often like to judge others, not only in the church, outside of the church. But just take that glass and look at yourself. Pull everything. Go ask God to pull everything out of you that's not right, that's dishonest. Well, you can start being honest with yourself. It starts with you first. Plunging into depths of honesty. Truth can be difficult to face sometimes. But if we are always desiring to seek and face the truth, our lives will be much richer. Being willing to dig deeper for truth is a sign of godliness. Just think about that today. Our work is not only to be done thoroughly, but it's not to be done, and it is to be done honestly. A man is not only to be honorable in his academic relationship, but he must be honest with himself and in his attitude toward the truth. That go for woman too. Students are not entitled to dodge difficulty. They must go down to the foundation principle. Perhaps the truth which are dear to us go down even deeper than we think. And we will get more out of them if we dig down for the nuggets that we will if we only pick up those things that are on the surface. Today I'm giving you some nuggets on honesty. Other theories may perhaps be found to have false basis. If so, we ought to know. It is well to take our sounding in every direction to see if there is deep water. If there are shallows, we ought to find out where they are. Today, therefore, when we come to difficulties, let us not jump lightly over them, but let us be honest as seeking after truth. Truth and consequences? Yes. Be brave, my soul. Let go of lies. Stop deceiving yourself. Have courage to embrace the truth in all its consequences. An honest man and woman is the noblest work of God. We're still talking about honesty today. We're going to move on to telling the truth today, audience. Don't lie to one another. You are done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitted clothing. You're stripped off and put in the fire. Now you dress in a new wardrobe. You can read Colossians 3 and 9 through the Word of God. 3, 9 through 10. Honesty is the best policy, audience. Honesty as a student. Many people define lying because everyone is doing it. You don't have to do it. To go along with the lies of others is to be dishonest in ourselves. It takes courage to expose dishonesty. The chatters in the room dwindle to a few nervous comments and jokes as professors, students begin passing out the exam. And I'm going to read you a little story. 7 students hastily reviewed their notes. Others sat nervously tapping their pencils on the desk. The normal pre-exam tense filled the air. The professor gave a few brief words of explanation and walked out of the room, leaving 2 students proctor to monitor room and then answer questions. There was a rustle of relief as soon as he left. Crab sheets emerged, books opened, dozens of students began cheating. How many students on the line today have done that in class? One student, however, saw the obvious cheating and became inward agitated. Just think about that. Finally, he stood up and announced to the class, "What you people are doing is wrong. It is cheating. I can't stand for it, and I plan to report this." He sat down as abrupt as he had stood. The class was speechless. Then a new wave of nervousness swept across the room. And in the exam, several students congratulated the student for his courage. Cheating bothered them too. They said it was so common, they felt unable to do anything. The student reported the cheating and exam was discarded, and a new test was administered. What was accomplished by his action? It didn't stop all the cheating, but a clear standard of right was established in the class. Others were given courage to act on their own convictions in the future. And the student himself has a strengthened sense of integrity and the peace of a clear conscience. So many of you today, whether you're on your job, you're cheating on the clock, being dishonest, you're cheating on your breaks, or you're cheating just doing your work. Or they sent you to do one thing and you did something else. That's being dishonest. And until you check your own self on your dishonesty, it's the only way you're going to be able to rectify with God how to come clean and be honest. And as we go back to the Word of God, we're going to go to Solomon and Proverbs for a little while. Solomon's wisdom about honesty. Lies will get any man into trouble or woman, but honesty is its own defense. That's taken from Proverbs, the 12th chapter and the 13th verse. Telling the truth gives a man great satisfaction. A good man is known by his truthfulness, a false man or woman by deceit and lies. Truth stands the test of time. Lies are soon exposed. You know when you tell a lie, it's going to be exposed. It may not be at that moment, but it's going to be exposed. So tell the truth. Honorable titles. I hope I shall always possess firmness and virtues enough to maintain what I consider the most invaluable of titles, the character of an honest man and woman. Today we are still talking about honesty. We need God's help to be honest. You can't do it alone. When you're used to lying, you got to go before God and ask him to change your mindset. Change the way you think. Change the way you speak. We can never be completely honest on our own. It is human nature to lie. That's why when a witness who takes the stand in a court of law is asked, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? The phrase is added, so help me God. You know you do that when you go to court. Honesty means we stop pretending. Audience, stop pretending today. Let us be real. Let us come clean. We all have come short of the glory of God. We all have told a lie. And some have said we told a little white lie, but it was a lie. It was sin. Come clean with yourself today. If you've been lying to your mate, lying to your boss, lying to your family, lying to your children, wherever you have been lying to today, come clean. Start telling the truth and see how that burden will be lifted up off you. Honest people are real, especially before God. When we pretend that everything is fine or that we are self-sufficient, the one that ends up getting hurt is you and I. Pretending only weakens us and our relationship. If we stop pretending to be strong and start being honest with ourselves and God, crying out, God, please help. I am poor and needed. He would hurry to help us and be the strength of our life. John 8 and 32 said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Today, callers, we need to know the truth. And it's the truth. It's believing and doing what God say do today. Start looking at yourself. Start looking at that mirror. Start pointing the finger at your own self. Lord, it's time for me to stand up and be true. Let me stop lying to myself and lying to others. When I see the truth, no matter if it's a man or woman of God, and they're saying things that's not true, let me go to the Word of God, though, and do it decently in order. If it's someone in my family that's saying something that I know is not true, let me go to them in love and show them from the Word of God how to be honest and do what God say do. And today I'm going to leave this with you from Luke the 8th chapter, the 4th through the 5th verse, and it says, when much people was gathered together and was come to Jesus out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and others fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit and hindered. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. That on the good grounds are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit with patience. So today, listeners, think about honesty today. Change your mindset. Pick up the word of God. Say a prayer. Ask God to forgive you for being dishonest today and some of the things that you have done in your life. Ask God to let you be truthful. When you see someone else being dishonest, let them know that's not the way God would want them to be. Let them know that they can be straightforward. They can go to God and ask him to lead and guide them and protect them and show them the way. So today, I hope you got out something out of what I have brought to you on being honest. And the main thing, as it boiled down to it, stop pretending. It's time out for pretending, because God already knows. He's sitting high and he's looking low. He already know what you're going through. He already know what you have said. He already know before you say it what you're going to say. So to get your sake clean, be fair to yourself. And I want to say hello to everyone in the radio listening area. And I want to send a shout out today to Evangelist Richard Bryan today. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed day. And until next week, I'm going to say, just keep encouraging yourself. Joy and peace. Outreach is signing out. Your host, Minister Elliott. Bye-bye. Thank you.